Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's second leg time in the Skiffle Challenge Cup semi-final, and we're off. It's like a Graham race. We're off. Ready to go. How are we all, chaps? Okay. Here come the deal lot. Boo. Boo. I'm only joking. It's, yeah, 0-0 on the day, 2-1 aggregate at the moment. How are we feeling tonight, chaps? Confident?
Well, after... Well, that's Saturday's performance, yeah, very confident, but we're 2-1 down. Deal are a decent team, so you can't be too confident because we're behind in the tie, but we've got 90 minutes to pull it around.
As we said, it's a deal or no deal.
Exactly.
Really? Wait, who just laughed?
You've been dying to say that,
haven't you? I have. Yeah. Weeks. Well, actually a week I've been out for. But yeah, so we go into this game on the back of last week's 4-0, very impressive win by the Dockers. Nice to see Ryan Mahal there giving his fans a wave, knowing this is an audio podcast and no one will see the wave. Well done, Ryan. Well done, mate. Two minutes in and you've already done a howler. Anyway, so yes, yeah, so we're 2-1 down on aggregate, as we said before. Big semi-final game. There's a lots of people here from Irvine and a few here from Dill as well. What do we think, Rob?
They brought a big crowd down, actually, which I'm not entirely surprised at. But you know, given it's a Tuesday night and it is a two-hour drive, as we found out ourselves last week.
Yeah, it's a pig of a drive, isn't it?
A pig of a drive. I'm impressed that they brought the numbers down that they have. But then again, you know, they're playing for everything, so why wouldn't they?
Absolutely. And we're here with Chris as well. Hello, Chris.
Hello, listeners. How are we doing?
I'm good.
Good, good.
I don't know why I answered that. I could be answering for the listeners. But we're confident we've won. You weren't at the first leg, Chris.
I wasn't, no. I hear that it was a tight affair.
You missed a grand day out.
Lots of arguing with home fans.
Apparently I wasn't allowed.
Weren't allowed that, yep, yeah, that's right.
There's more Dill fans coming through now. They've got a good support tonight, I think, so yeah.
Good support. Shocking hats. No, I'm only joking, lads. I'm joking. It's all a bit of fun, isn't it?
All a bit of banter.
But, yeah. There we are. If I don't get punched in the eye later on, there's no justice in the world.
Are the home fans or away?
but both.
All right, Mahal, maybe.
Yeah, all right, Mahal. I've also got my little co-host with me again this week. All right, Fred.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Halfway through a swig tea. Tip of advice, when people put microphones in your mouth, don't swig tea, all right? But we will always check in when anything happens. It's currently 0-0.
Yeah.
First moment of action there from Irith Tan. Good moment there. Chris got a little bit excited there. It's a good thing you ain't got any hair, Chris, or it would have fell out with excitement.
Yeah, that was a great shot, wasn't it, from James Knight, probably about 25 yards out. It looked to me like it was going in top corner, but a one-handed save, shall we say, when the keeper was diving and he puts his left hand up and pushes it wide.
Yeah, I was very impressed with his goalkeeper last time we played, to be honest. He had a very good, solid game. Corner comes in from the right-hand side from Dyer. Keeper just palms it off the goal line and it goes out from another corner. Oh, I tell you what, it's exciting stuff. Dyer's beat the first man at a corner.
Again.
Miracles do happen. We have a young female. I say young female fan. She's run off. All right. We'll grab. We'll have a chat later. Another corner comes in. Punched by the keeper. Hit on the turn by Aaron Jeffrey. And goes just wide. Agonisingly wide.
Just watching one of the Dill players throw himself to the ground and roll around while the referee looked at him as if to say, get up, you fool. And then he just sort of jumped up and started walking off.
But similar to Saturday, I'd say a good start for Erie. We're, what, 2-3 minutes in and we've had, what, 3 attempts on their goal already. So a high intensity start. And yeah, we're off and running again.
Yeah, let's keep up the tempo. But we're a goal down, so we need to keep reminding listeners that. Well, this will be in the past when you listen to this. But at the time, it's quite tense.
It is.
You can hear the excitement in Rob's voice there. It remains 0-0. Corner now on the left-hand side comes in from Dyer, but just cleared by the near man as far out as JJ on the halfway line. JJ has a touch, beats the striker who goes in for a tackle, looks up, trying to play the ball. Oh, no, now he's on the edge of the box. Jay's on the edge of the box. Oh, it deflects and only goes as far as the deal defence. I will delete.
And moments before this, Irith just hit the bar with one of those cross-come shots, I suppose, that went deep and the keeper was scrabbling back and hit the crossbar. So that's where the corner came from and we've got nothing from it.
The tempo's all with Irith Town at the moment, as Chris says there. It's still 0-0, but it's a really, really good start by Irith Town. 0-0. Deal with the first attack of the game that produces the first goal, and I'll tell you what, very, very simple football, and that's an absolute rocket of a finish.
Yes, it is simple stuff, but it was quite slick passing, and they just played for us completely, like we weren't there. And it was a great shot and great finish. You know, you can't say it wasn't. So you just got to hold your hands up and say, well, you know, we need to do better. We especially need to do better in defence and stop letting them just pass the ball for us.
Well, you say that though, but I don't think we've actually been defending too bad. If they've just exploited the gaps well. There was a bit of a gap there. Very simple passing, and sometimes, in the nicest way about being disrespectful, the simplest of passing leads to goals. Very simple passing. And I'll tell you what, to put that away from such a tight angle as well.
Yep.
It's a good finish. That uphill battle, that uphill climb has just got a little bit steeper. But again, if you're Adam Woodward, you'll keep going, because it's been a good start from here. If, you know, there's been a goalkeeper who's pulled off a good save. We've hit the bar. Just keep it going.
Nothing changes from an Irith point of view, because they had to score two goals tonight anyway.
Well, do you know what? That is very, very poetically put. I like that, Chris, but I don't like the scoreline. 1-0 to Dill. Dill arguably should have had another goal there, because that was a finish that was quite easily to put away.
It looked easy to put away from where I was, but once again they just ran for us again. And
No, you're doing it disservice. They're not just running through. They're quite slick the way they're moving.
Yeah, they are, but they're still running through us. So no matter how you cut it, you know, they're getting the ball and they're attacking and running through us at ease. But they are a really, really slick outfit. So you know. It is what it is.
And look at that there. They just had the ball there, lost the ball there, played... sorry, I'm pointing. You can't see where I'm pointing. They lost the ball with our right back. We played it into the midfield, then played it up to the left winger, but their transition from attack to defence, they had like seven or eight players back in their half within two, 3 seconds.
Exactly.
So the transition play is superb. And you've got to compliment good football you're seeing. Dyer there with another blocked effort from distance. And that's just what they're restricting them to at the moment. I think if you look at Dill, they're very organised. They transition well. They close everything down well just there. Harrison Carnegie, in other weeks, would have had time on the ball there, but he got caught, you know, with a bit in no man's land, if you will. Sorry, I'm struggling to speak there. But it's just... They're just very switched on, Dill. They're very sharp. They know what they want to do. But again, I'm not taking anything away from Irith, because I think we've started bright.
No, I think we have started bright. They are a really well...
They're a good team.
...put together outfit, without a doubt. They are a good team. And, you know, we've got it in us to get a goal here and to try and get a result.
Yeah.
But we just need to calm down a little bit and...
Harry Taylor... Oh, that's unlucky. Harry Taylor played the ball out wide. So Harry Taylor played the ball out wide
to Harrison Carnegie.
Who crossed it in, and
how did he get to Carnegie Hill?
Practice, lots of practice, and then it was then headed clear by a Dill defender for another Irith Town corner. This is where we need these corners to be decisive. We laughed and we joked about it in the last show when we won 4-0, but we need these corners to have purpose and mean something. Dyer then whips it in. Gets in nicely. It's just cleared on the edge of the 6-yard box by Dill, who managed to get the ball away, but Carnegie blocks it there on the right hand side. Comes back onto his favoured left foot, tries to get across away, but the Dill defender there does really well. But we win a corner. Got to keep the tempo up. It's good. Could it be better? Absolutely. Of course it could be. But it's not bad. 1-0 to Dill. JJ there with an absolute rocket of a goal. I'll tell you what.
He turned the defence inside out.
Last person I ever saw hit a ball that well was me in training.
you mean Stephen Reid, mate?
All right, okay, yeah. That's a finish, that is. I'll tell you, JJ gets the ball from the right-hand side, twists, turns, drops his shoulder, and then just unleashes an absolute rocket of his left foot in the top corner. Keeper's got no left leg in him. I tell you the way he celebrated, even I don't think he knew he had it in him. But what a goal that is. And game is back on 1-1. Puts it now 3-2 on aggregate. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to get me fingers and toes out. Oh, and there's a foul there. Good stuff. Got to keep it going. 1-1. Another corner given to Dill there on the left-hand side. I can't really see what that's for, because there's a member of the coaching staff having burger and chips in my eye line. Gosh, you up, yeah. Never mind.
Long throw, came in, missed everybody and bounced off one of our players on the
floor. All right. Usual then. So here we are. So it's going to come in for a corner now. The referee is obviously watching for all the push and shoving. Every single Dill player is on the edge of the penalty area. It comes in towards the far post. Great George header out by George Goodwin, as far as James Dyer, who decides to hoof it to no one. Liking the idea there, James Dyer. I think he went for a shot. He knew the Diets were watching. As we say.
To be fair, their keeper
That's a bit of a lunge there by...
Their keeper is so far out, he could have had a shot and gone for it.
It's a bit of a lunge there by Jamie Miller. One of those professional fouls. So anyway, Fred, you're back.
Yeah.
Two games in a row, young man. And on the school night.
Yeah.
What do you think of it so far, mate? We're about half hour in.
Yeah, it's been a good game.
Very backwards and forwards, isn't it?
Yeah.
That JJ goal... Would you have scored a goal like that?
No.
Why not?
I just miss all my shots.
No. Yeah. No. Don't have that sort of negativity.
And I've only actually scored five.
PMA, positive mental attitude. Comes in now from Dill, the corner on the right, on the middle. Goes out towards the right. Goes out for a goal kick. Don't worry. We'll learn something here. It remains 1-1.
Didn't buy that
brilliant. Free kick now on the right hand side for Erith Tan after James Dyer is assaulted.
Assaulted, maybe.
Yep, possibly. We look always a very angry manager, the Dill Town.
It's very loud.
It is very loud. So the free kick's now about to come in from the right hand side. The referee's making sure the walls walk back, whistle is blown. Dyer gets the free kick in, smashes it, and that's a great free kick. Punched out as far as Harrison Carnegie plays it across. Oh! Truman with a Paolo Di Canio. Volley. But unlike Di Canio, he kicked into the back of his teammate's head.
Yeah.
And it goes out for a goal.
No, it's corner.
Oh, is it a corner?
Yeah, it came off their player.
Did it come off a Dill player?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't think it did. Anyway.
No, it did. It hit him
Okay, thanks, Fred. Thanks, VAR.
Fred AR.
So Milo now on the left hand side, corner comes in, it gets called into his near post, doesn't beat the first man,
that crime.
Need it to get it done. Kosh comes in now from left hand side towards the far post. Comes from That was our chance. I'll tell you now, that was a chance. That was a big chance to score.
That was a big chance. And we're back on it.
Harry Taylor now on the left-hand side. Cross comes in, blocked out for another corner. Oh, it's exciting stuff. What do you think, Fred?
She's been good. They've been attacking.
You could be at home now watching CBBC. Or here. Where would you rather be?
Here.
I don't know. I'd rather be in the warm. I'm freezing. Anyway, corner's about to come in there. Again from the left-hand side, Milo. Please beat the first man, Milo. You're our favourite player on this podcast. Corner's about to come in now from the left-hand side. It's not great. Again, it doesn't beat the first man, but again, a bit of a repeat of the routine. But played out now back towards JJ. Launched into the penalty area towards the far post. Well up by George Goodwin, gathered by the goalkeeper. Do you know what? I'd say it. Really should have done more from those there.
Yeah. And the Dill Town defender and keeper just ran into each other there in a very peacebone cop.
Harry Taylor pushed him.
No, The FA could hear this.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's all right. You'll learn. 1-1.
A very angry man.
He is a very angry man. You've noticed he's an angry man, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You have it. Oh, Dill, I tell you what, they've come out of the blocks well for a second. What do you think of the first half, visitor?
Very exciting stuff.
It was. So 1-1 at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
What is on aggregate then? 3-2?
3-2 yeah. on aggregate, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Very exciting stuff. It's turned into a bit of a chess game, isn't it?
It has, but it's also very cold.
It is quite chilly, I have to say. Thank you very much for your contribution.
You're welcome.
And also the weather report. Come again next week. They will come close to scoring a couple of times there.
Well, yeah, half chances. I wouldn't have said they were full on, you know, like nailed on chances, as it were.
No, no, I know. But very similar to how Weir of Tan ended the half of those half chances. Dill just had one there. We were saying at half time just a second ago there. They've cancelled each other out, but not in a bad way.
No, it's been entertaining. The first half was good. I just think a little bit more. I think it's partly them as well. I was expecting them to be a little bit more calm on the ball than they are. But they are hoofing it long a lot. And the trouble is we're dropping down to that level, which is never good for us.
Yeah, I did say to a fan at half-time, I'm not sure if you agree with this, you may not, but I said I think the way Weir of Tan have played in the first half, 9 out of 10... No, play against 9 out of 10 teams in this division, we've beat them. I think we've played well.
Oh, yeah, no, we have played well. You know, there's They have definitely got quality, and we have struggled a little bit at times, but we have played our way into this game much more. But towards the end of the first half, we were very strong, and to be fair, we could have gone in with at least another goal.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what, they're looking for a foul there as Ollie Milton goes down after a higher ball. Another higher ball's played back towards the back line and headed well out by George Goodwin there, only as far as the halfway line.
We did talk at half time though. For me, I think it's more important for Erith not to concede in these first 15, 20 minutes. A little bit like Bearsid, just contain, because I think they're all going to come after this and try and win the tie in these first 20 minutes. If Erith get through that, then there might be a twist in the towel, because I think Deal will sit back as the game goes on.
Yeah, and also as well, blimey, that's not been dealt with, a little moment of a scramble there. But one thing that might work in Erith Town's favour a little bit is Dill's very heavy schedule. You know, they've got a lot going on at the moment. We were speaking to people down at Dill last week. They're going to be Tuesday, Saturday for the rest of the season.
About 19 games in hand or something as well.
Fine
time to play.
Yeah,
they might have to start thinking about taking players off and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, it depends. But I mean, I know during the game you wouldn't start thinking about what you've got ahead too much. But like you say there could be some tired legs. They've played a lot of football. And I think the thing is with Dill Town tonight, for me, they've played some good stuff. They knocked the ball around well. But also, they exploit the mistakes from Weir of Tan. And Weir of Tan haven't made a lot of mistakes tonight, but they've been exploited.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So as soon as they see a trigger, they move really, really quickly. And they've done well. But, you know, there's still only one goal in it, and we are still very much in this tie.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, we will come back if anything happens. 1-1, 3-2 on aggregate. Oh. It's a corner coming from the right-hand side. What do you think?
You've got to play 21s, didn't you?
Yeah, he went in life. Corner comes in from the right side from James Dyer towards headed back in towards Harrison Carnegie. It goes back out wide to Dyer. Dyer pings it back in towards the far post. It's headed in the air. Yes! There's a lot of him going. And Tomas fires the back out. What do you think of that, Fred?
Great goal that was.
Oh, the excitement. Well played, Dyer. Half of the Diets have stood up. Sit back down before you get a nosebleed. Where's the goal music? Where's the goal music? What is going on? We're so amateur. Oh, dear me, the excitement. I'll tell you, where's the Tomas fan club? Where are they this week? Oh, they're down the other end. Yeah, boo. Yeah, it's all about Dyer, isn't it? Because they're not in earshot.
I see it's all to play for.
2-1, all to play for. What you got to do? What you got to play?
Play 21.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't even know what that means. 2-1, Weir of Tan. The tie is on. And as soon as the tie is alive, a mistake at the back, and they were back in it.
Yeah.
Or back in the lead, should I say.
Cannot defend a set piece.
It's unfortunate. A corner comes in from the left-hand side. Again, it bounces around the box a little bit. And very similar, just gets tapped on.
Yeah, tapped in, and no one seemed to take responsibility for the second ball as it came down. So, and it was just bobbling there, and someone just thought, oh, okay, well, I'll put it in the back of the net, and we'll talk about our options later.
Yeah, you hear Adam Woodward there about taking responsibility, and it's got to be done. Someone's just got to put their foot through it and get it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but this is what this game is, backwards and forwards, making mistakes here and there, blinking in staring competitions, as I like to use that analogy. The game is now back to 2-2. What's that on aggregate?
That's
4-3.
Four-three to Dill.
4-3 to Dill Town. That's a moment of top class there by George Goodwin.
Fantastic block. Get across really quickly. Gets right in front of the man and takes the full weight of that shot. But great block. Yeah. He's been solid the whole game, actually, to be fair. And he had a chance at a goal a little while ago that just trickled past the post from a header from the corner. It was great.
Yeah, he's been good at... He was good the other day as well, wasn't he? Against the Bears.
He's been dropped back into defence rather than playing in midfield, and it seems to suit him better because he's been really solid.
Absolutely, yeah. Throwing now comes in on the right-hand side from Dill. And there are shots away there. I'll tell you what, Dill, this is one of these games, both sides, whenever they attack, they both look really dangerous. Good tackle, JJ. They both look really dangerous. JJ now with the ball is now running towards... he's just gone on some run. Now Milo does well to charge it there. This is what you want to see, a little bit of grit, a little bit of determination. They're absolutely going for it. Harry Taylor now seems to be playing a centre midfield position, really, just sitting in front of the back four. So it's odd seeing him there. But the ball goes high and wide towards Jake Lovell, who's come on as a substitute for Ollie Milton, who's got a very, very wrapped up and taped up. Oh, that was just a lot of cream. So much cream, I thought it was taped up.
Yeah, but, you know, I can think of worse ways to spend an evening.
Yeah. Anyway. It remains 2-0.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, yes! I'll tell you what, one of the diets, I thought he was on the pitch then.
Come on!
Oh, I'll tell you what. Where's the goal music? For goodness sake! Oh, come on!
Jesus Christ, the goal music.
There he is. There. There's our moment. Yeah. Oh, there we are, look! I'll tell you what. Someone's had a bit too much ketchup on their chips at half-time, ain't they? Look, he's really gone for it. Oh, but I literally, not being funny, I know football, me. I said as soon as they brought Milo on, didn't I? I said as soon as they brought Milo on, he's been expanding the play, playing it better. The Milo fan club, I ain't going to lie, quality player. Milo sprays that right to Tom Ash. He thinks about it a little bit. Milo then sees him. James Dyer stood there, thinks it with his left foot. James Dyer rips it on the volley.
Yep, terrific little bit of play. Nice, really nice to see him like composed, relaxed in there, get the shot away, and we've reached the reward.
Yeah. I think one of the Diets has dropped their phone as well in the excitement. She has. You can always buy another one, but we won't always live that moment again. How dramatic for non-league football. 3-2. 4-4 on aggregate. I tell you what, this maths is hard work, isn't it? Addition was never my thing at school. 4-4, yeah, I think. 3-2. Not long to go now. It's 20 past 9 on the clock. I'm going to go look at a ref assessor's watch so I can see how long he's actually left. So excuse me, everyone. Sorry, can I have a quick sneak through so I can see what I'm saying? 32 minutes gone on the watch, so 13 left to play. 13 minutes. Oh, it's a nerve-wracking stuff, isn't it? 13 minutes to go, Rob.
Really? That long?
Yeah, yeah. 30 minutes to go. We can get another goal then. 13 minutes, Fred. Fred, are you excited? I'll tell you what, your mum's going to hate us. It nearly is past your bedtime, isn't it? Fight the power.
Yeah.
Anarchy in the UK. Don't tell your mum that. She'll tell me off. I know your mother.
Right, we'll let her listen.
Yeah, we'll let her listen to the pod. She's a fan. She's a fan. Erith Town comes so close. A cross comes in. It beats the Dill defender.
Oh, we're not winning this game.
Jake Lovell has a chance.
Why he did it twice?
Oh, how did we not score? How have we not scored?
It's real Roy the Rover stuff.
It is real Roy the Rover stuff. Yeah. I'm just waiting for Roy Race to parachute in the middle of the pitch and score a header in the last minute. We can't. That was red and yellow, Melchester Rovers. Thank you very much. Yeah, get it right, please. If you're going to make the silly jokes,
you can get them shirts on Toffs.
Yeah, you can get those shirts.
By the time you were reading Roy and the Rovers, it was red and yellow. Yeah, it was black and white when I used to read it.
Absolutely, yeah. It was chiselled into the tablets.
Yeah,
back in Rob's day,
dark black and sort of shady grey.
Yeah,
in a black and white world.
Roy Race had the Bay City Rollers haircut. Yeah, there was that as well, wasn't there? Blue, like you had, didn't you, back in the day? We won't talk about that one anymore. But yeah, it's 30 minutes to go, about 12 after all that rabbiting. But it's tense stuff.
Yes, it is. Sorry, I'm watching the game. It's turned into a really, really good second half. Very exciting.
We have thrown absolutely everything we can at them.
Yeah.
And another we're back corner. To the corner on the right-hand side for what will be the 20th corner of the game.
20th?
I'll tell you what, the amount of corners we've had, we should be sponsored by Muller. You know the yoghurt company?
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't we? The amount of corners is ridiculous. You know what they say, Dyer? 24th's the charm. Put this one in. If we score from this, the corner comes in. Oh, it's in the post! Oh, did he punch it? I don't know. It was a very metallic clunk. And now it go headed back out. Milo in the centre midfield there loses the ball. Dill trying to get us on the counter. JJ, oh my goodness. That was like saying out of Street Fight, the way he just jumped in the air and kicked that, wasn't it? Yeah, JJ Chan. But it's a
bring it now.
Miller there with a high kick. Goes back towards Truman. Truman headers really, really well there towards Dyer, but he's cut out by Dill. Milo tries to bring it down, plays it outside to on the left-hand side. Jake plays it. Oh, why did he hit it? It's on his right foot. He had the chance to cut in. And it's really, really unlucky. It remains 3-2 to Erith Town, 4-4 on aggregate. Erith Town on yet another attack on the right hand side with Harrison Carnegie trying to twist and turn. The fullback, he beats him, cuts inside, cross with the right foot. Harry Taylor! No! Oh!
Oh!
The keeper has pulled off an absolute worldie of a save there.
Unbelievable, I was convinced that was in. I absolutely, I'd have put my house on it going in.
Well, you'd be homeless.
I would.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 times. That is a top save. That's a great move there by Erith Town. Great movement. This game's got everything.
Yeah.
Except goals for us that
it's
make
us win.
It's
turned into an absolutely blinding second half.
I'll tell you what.
But the tension's killing me at the moment.
Every single player from Erith Town has put in an absolute shift for this club today.
Yeah. No, you can't knock it at all. It's the second half has turned into an absolutely brilliant game. And they have been really good value for their for where they are for the draw that they've got at the moment.
Yeah, Jake does really well to go up there. Harry Taylor, Tom Ash there, should I say.
Go on,
absolutely.
Go on, Tom.
That's the gut to get there. Come on, Tom Ash. Tom Ash has just run the whole length of the field. He plays it across. Drops to Dyer on the volley. No, he brings it down. He's trying to look for it. You have got a right foot, Dyer, as well. Gets a cross in on the right-hand side towards Harry Taylor. But it's just too long. And it's off for offside. This is tense stuff. I'm enjoying this one. Good for the neutral, I would say. The only neutral is that ref assessor over there who's really enjoying it as well. He's not paying any attention. He's paying attention to the gun. As am I. 3-2 Erith Town. 4 all on aggregate. I'm going to have a sit down, I think.
Are you sure?
There we go! Yes! I'll tell you what, you all laugh at me. You all laugh at me, Ben Milo's biggest fan. What a finish that is. Dyer there with a ball. What a ball. I'll tell you what, it's a lovely long ball over to James Dyer. James Dyer brings it down. Finds the through ball. Where's the music? Music, music, music! Music, come on! It's so amateur at this club sometimes. There we go. I'll tell you what. There's not 18 minutes, is there? Oh no, she's doing the sub numbers. Oh, thank God for that. But yeah, anyway, James Dyer with a through ball there, straight through to Milo, yeah, lands into his path.
Hold it. Well, defend, I think, yeah. Now, isn't it, for a minute.
And Milo slips it through there into the back of the net. I'll tell you what, this is exciting stuff.
This is exciting stuff. Can we hold out for the next 3 minutes?
Yeah, there was 2 minutes to go, normal time, plus what's going to be left added on, which will be some. But I'll tell you what, either way, what a game this has been tonight. Paul Payne Harrison. This has been some game. I'm going to go and sit down, I think. Not long to go now. Literally, it's got to be any seconds now. I'll tell you what, I can feel my air fall. No, they have 2 minutes. About a minute and a half ago. Keep up, Chris. No, through ball's been played through high and wide. Go on, McKenzie. Oh, there we are, McKenzie. Listen here, he throw. Well played, McKenzie Foley. That's superb there. I'll tell you what, just when you need a man to step up, the highlight of blue kit of Mackenzie Foley streaks across the pitch to clear it and gets that clever deflection. That's brains. That's like something you'd see on Mastermind as well. Well done, Mackenzie Foley. Oh, this is good stuff, this. I'd say the Diets are on the edge of their seat, literally. He looks like he's going to fall over the barrier. Yeah. Yes! And Erith Town have made it to the Skeffel Challenge Cup final. And there we go. The excitement. Oh, look, Sam has the other pitch, doesn't he? Yeah. And the groundsman down there, look, getting high fives and all that. Very well deserved by Erith Town. I'll tell you what, we said at 1-0 down, and I quote, that uphill climb has got steeper. Yeah. But we put our climbing boots on. Don't turn it down. Turn it back up.
Shut up.
It's a family show. Amateur.
Turn it down.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, fantastic night for the club. What do we think?
Yeah, good night. Really good night. Really top night. I'm just laughing because they're looking so fed up. They thought they were in for a treble.
Yeah,
and they're not.
No, and that is the second cup final has been made. I have to say, this podcasting stuff's good fun, but it's also tense.
It is tense. And a game like that, where it's on a knife edge and you only get one chance at it. And to be fair, we were on the ropes for a good 10-15 minutes first half. But, well, we pulled it out. We grew into the game. We really grew into the game. And then in the second half, wow, what a great game that was to watch.
And what an absolute testament to Erith Town's players, the club, the people behind the scenes, the volunteers, but also every single one of the 171 people here who made this game today.
Yeah, for a Tuesday night, it's a special turnout. It really is. And support was great. It's been brilliant. It's just been a brilliant night.
Yeah.
And two cup finals.
Yeah.
Two cup finals. Two. You can't claim... And still with a really good shout at the playoff place.
Yeah, two cup finals. And as you say, 3 points off the playoffs with 2-3 games hand. What a night. This is a night that will live long in the memory for many years to come at Erith Town.
Yep.
As always, we will check in with Adam Woodward after these. Oh, no, one more thing just for our day. What do we think, Fred?
good game. I think they deserved that win. They were pushing and pushing, and then they got that goal in the last couple of minutes. So, really good.
Yeah.
A really good game.
Enjoy that stuff.
Yeah.
Going to come to the finals?
Probably, yeah.
Good boy. We will catch up with Adam Woodward and hear his words after this 4-2 win, which has seen the Dockers come through to a second cup final and a 5-4 winners on aggregate. On three, Rob. 1-2-3.
Up the Dockers.
Adam, can't really say enough words. You know, it's a proper cup tie tonight. Backwards and forwards. You're out the tie, you're in the tie. They pull one back. It looks like it's dead set for penalties. Last minute winner. It's so much fairy tale, so much romance. What more can be said?
I think it was one for the neutral, wasn't it? What a game. Again, we was in it, we was out of it, we was in it, we was out, but these boys don't give up, and they're a credit to the club, an absolute credit.
Yeah, and you're right, it's a lot of hard work, and do you know what, I've been following this club a couple of years behind the scenes, doing other bits and pieces, this year really a part of it as well, but I don't think, and I like these boys, I like this club, I love everything about it, but I don't think I've seen a battle like this for a long time.
No, you know what? I didn't expect that. When we went one down, we're 3-1 down in a tie. You've got to score 3 goals to win it, and bloody hell, did we do it? We scored 4, didn't we? But no, never die attitude from this lot. Never die. And again, like I said, I don't think we played bad. We was unlucky down at Deal. But we weren't unlucky tonight, because I think we was the best team by an absolute country mile and should have won the game by 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
So, no, credit, full credit to the boys.
Credit where it's due, though, to Deal. We were saying on the podcast earlier on in the first 15, 20 minutes that Deal exploited the mistakes. Their first goal come from a gap in the back four. Yep. But after that, you shut up shop. Your back four and your goalkeeper, Milo sitting in front of the defence, Jamie Miller in front of the defence line, absolutely exceptional.
Brilliant. From the players that started to the subs that come on, I think they were superb. And like I said, we lost Ladic early, which is a big player for us. But we didn't battle, we didn't fold like we do in the past. And no, look, that is a proper performance. What we're about as a football club, and again, while I was well over 150 people here, I think
171.
So great again for the local community, for the local club here in Thamesmead to get into 2 cup finals.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, it's brilliant for us. And no, it's a club night. We're just fully focused on Stansfield now.
And the thing is as well, for me, it was the maturity and the finishes as well. Like JJ's one, my goodness, we rate JJ highly on the podcast, but Harry's managed to sort of like turn on his left foot and bear it in the top corner. Tom Ash's goal, Milo's finish towards the end. Let's call it as it is, early on in the season, you were missing chances like that. Tonight you put them away.
I remember doing a conversation with you with being 3-0 up with 20 minutes to go and losing 4-3 and conceding 2 late goals in added time to lose a game of football. They've matured a lot as a team. But listen, we're still missing some players as well, and hopefully we can get them back sharpish.
Yeah, I just heard you say there about the attendance, a fantastic atmosphere. I hope the podcast picks up tonight. You know, the team done exceptional. But do you know what? They are really unsung heroes in the sense that not many people know about it, but the chair and the owner, you've got to give them credit. The support they give this club.
They've backed me for the last 5 years when I've been a little prick in certain times and done certain things I shouldn't have done and had arguments with referees and been sent off. And listen, I get full credit to Mark and Kay. They're the life and soul of the club, and they've had it for 5 years, and we ain't had great times. We had a cup final, I think we got to a couple of semis. Last year was in the running until the last couple of weeks, and we messed it up. But no, 2 cup finals from this year. First in 13 years, let's just hope Jim Davey sees them.
Yeah, absolutely. Woody, congratulations, mate. I'll leave it there. Go and enjoy the celebrations.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.